From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. French President Nicolas Sarkozy faces a runoff vote in his bid for re-election. He came in a close second today in round one of France's presidential election behind his socialist challenger. The two will face each other again in a runoff election May 6th. Turnout for today's balloting was high. Voters say they're most concerned about wages, taxes, and unemployment, as well as the broader Eurozone debt crisis. The coalition government in the Czech Republic collapsed today under the weight of bribery scandals. But as Bruce Kahnweiser reports from Prague, the prime minister is hoping to avoid early elections.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas wants to form a new coalition with a breakaway group of parliamentarians from a junior coalition partner. A deputy prime minister, Karolina Pík, has left the Public Affairs Party, and at least seven of her colleagues have followed her out the door. The party had been beset by a series of embarrassing scandals throughout their 21 months in office. Most recently, the party's de facto head was convicted of bribing two of his own party members in order to buy their support. The breakaway group, led by Ms. Pík, would allow the prime minister to reconstitute a coalition without calling early elections. But for now, they would be clinging to a narrow majority of 102 mandates in the 200-seat chamber. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
The leadership of the West African nation of Guinea-Bissau is in crisis. The UN Security Council is threatening sanctions against the military junta there, which seized power 10 days ago. And as NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports, the politician chosen by coup leaders to take over has declined the offer.
The UN Security Council is, like others, demanding an immediate return to constitutional rule in Guinea-Bissau and the government's reinstatement. The council is also calling for the release of the detained interim president and the outgoing Prime Minister, Carlos Gomes Jr. The latter was the leading candidate in a runoff presidential vote scheduled at the end of the month and derailed by the coup. The junta's much-criticized two-year roadmap to democracy in Guinea-Bissau has been dealt a blow. Nominated by the soldiers as transitional president, Manuel Sherif Nyamadjo says he wasn't consulted and won't be taking the job. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A strategic pact between the U.S. and Afghanistan is reportedly back on track after a series of disagreements threatened to derail it. Some of the deal's most contentious provisions have been removed, but it ensures the U.S. will provide financial support for the Afghan people until at least 2024. Top U.S. and Afghan officials finalized the document in Kabul today. The next step is for President Obama and Afghan President Hamid Karzai to sign it. The partnership agreement takes effect once most foreign forces leave Afghanistan in 2014. This is NPR News. In Syria, a lull in violence in the opposition stronghold of Homs. UN monitors toured the city today, part of their mission to determine whether the regime and rebels are observing what's been a tenuous ceasefire. But activists say elsewhere in the country, attacks continue. Iran says it's making a copy of a top-secret U.S. surveillance drone. Tehran captured the unmanned aircraft last year when it went down in Iranian territory. U.S. officials say security systems built into the drone prevent anyone from getting vital information. But an Iranian aerospace official claims experts have recovered data that had been erased. He offered details about tests and missions that he said had been extracted from the drone's recordings. U.S. officials say they're skeptical. A large section of California's decommissioned Fort Ord military base is now a national monument by presidential proclamation. The old base sits on prime coastal land, and as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it's an appropriate development to mark this Earth Day.
Fort Ord is an old Army base where about 1.7 million soldiers trained starting at the beginning of World War I through to Operation Desert Storm. Fort Ord was closed in 1994. The land is part of the rare Central Coast Maritime Chaparral ecosystem, and it's home to mountain lions, deers, eagles, and the protected California black legless lizard. About 7,000 acres will be open to the public, and another 7,400 acres will remain under Defense Department control for the cleanup of unexploded ordnance. The Fort Ord Soldiers National Monument is the second such monument created by the president in 3 years. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.